Shiur tonight is concerning Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, and what the notion of it is. When you have to do it, how you have to do it. So we mentioned last time that let's start from the beginning. Where do we find the notion of Tosfos altogether? I mean, it's something that we ought to find someplace, because otherwise I think we should invoke the principle of Baltasef. You know, if you wanted to make Shabbos Friday morning, we're going to keep it 36 hours Shabbos from now on. So, you know, I believe it would run afoul of Baltasef. You know? So we'd have to have some basis to have this Tosefos. So the starting point is really Yom Kippur. That's the starting point. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I believe Rosh Hashanah. Let's get the place. Right, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesa with Aleph. We have the following. By Yom Kippur, we first find Chomolocho lo Sasu be'etzem hayom hazeh. Ki Yom Kippurim l'chapar l'chem l'tei Hashem l'okeichem. Ki chol ha'nefesh ha'shel lo suna be'etzem hayom hazeh. Again, the stress on be'etzem. Menich ruso me'ameo. So, this is part of what the Gemara is going to teach us in Yuma. The be'etzem is to, because there is a din of Tosefos Yom HaKippurim. And on Tosefos Yom HaKippurim is not Chayiv Koros. That's why it says Be'etzem. Now where do we have the Nefesh? V'chol HaNefesh Asher Sasa Komolocho Be'etzem. Again, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh V'Avati Asa Nefesh Yimikar V'Amo Komolocho Lo Yisasu Chukas Alam L'Rosechem V'chol Mosh V'Sechem. Then there's a final pasuk. Shabbat Shabbos and Hilochem, Ulochem, in the Semis Navshosechem. Then it says, Mesisho Lachoydish Boerev, Meerev Arev Tish Pesu Shabbatechem. Now, what is this posik trying to tell me? Mesisho Lachoydish Boerev. I mean, it started off, Ach Boosso Lachoydish Ashvi Yom Kippurim Hu. I think we're well familiar by the time we got the Chumash Vayikra that the Jewish day starts. When the sun goes down and when the stars come out. So, consequently, what do I need a pasuk? Besisho lachodesh ba'erev, me'erev arev. It said, ach ba'osu lachodesh. It already told us in the 10th of the month. So when is the 10th of the month? When the 9th of the month ends. So that's it. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me? Besisho lachodesh ba'erev. So Chazal explained this pasuk. Yocho b'tisha mamash. If it said b'tisha, I might have thought of the ninth. Talmud lomo b'erev. Nu b'erev, he b'erev yocho mishetech shach. And maybe it's somehow referring to the night time. Talmud lomo b'tisha. So how do you have tisha and erev? What's this balance between these two terms? Okay, it's a maschol m'sana m'baydiyim. You have to begin the fast m'baydiyim. M'lamed. Shemosifin m'chayil Ala Kodesh, you have to eat. V'ein li ala shemosif miknisosa, b'tziyosu minayin, Talmud Omer, erme erev ad erev. In other words, the ending erev is similar, has a similar din. V'ein li ala yom ha-kippurim, shabosas minayin, Talmud Omer tishpesu, yod minayin, Talmud Omer shabbatchem. Komok m'sheyes bo shvus, or shvois, mosifim l'chol ala Kodesh. And this refers to the idea of Tosfos Shvi'is. The Shvi'is also has a Tosefos. So the basic source seems to be Yom HaKippur. That's where the Pasuk is written, B'Sisho L'Chodesh Bo'erev. And then the Shas expanded upon that to tell me Tish B'Su and Shabbat Chem is to teach me Shabbos and Yom Tov, which seemed to give all of them equal standing. Yeah. What's the notion of the Tosefos? Well, assuming, and this is not necessarily correct, the question is, when we talked about Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, are we talking about the Melocha? Are we talking about the Inui? We'll see. That's not Muskum, which we're talking about the Inui is clear. But are we talking about the Shvisa Melocha or not?
How would you apply the Inui to Shabbos, for example?
I didn't say you could. Maybe you can't. We'll come to that. But the Rishonim did this debate, Lahaloch, exactly what's taking place here. Now, let's assume for the moment that we're talking about the Tosefos is in Melocha, not to do Melocha. Let's make that assumption for now. We'll come back and revisit that later on. But let's assume that for the moment. So let's say we're talking about, which the truth is, as I pointed out, from the Be'etzem you have by the Inui, and Be'etzem you have by the Melocha. In Parshas Emor, in the Parsha of Yom Kippur. So that would suggest, right? So that would indicate, Pashtus, that there's a din and Tosefos in the Inu and a din and Tosefos in Shvisim and Melocha, both. That's why he has. The drosha, the Gemara says in Yuma, be'etzem is to differentiate between the day that has the full einish and the Tosefos, which we're supposed to do, but doesn't carry the same gravity. That's why we have be'etzem. So be'etzem is found both in connection with the inui and in connection with the melocha.
Well, the Arab and Arab is only by the inui.
I don't know. Yeah, that's funny. I'm not sure you're right. Because what's that pasuk talking about? What troubles me in that pasuk? That pasuk is talking about the melocha. Tish b'su shabbatchem.
It says both. In yisemes nafshel seichem.
Yeah.
So
really, so that pasuk is talking about both. It's a hybrid. But it's inui and tish b'su shabbatchem in the same pasuk. So the first question is, let's first address, let's not talk about the Inui for the moment, but what is the notion of Tosefos? What's the notion of Tosefos? Right? It doesn't, as I said, generally speaking, the Torah is against Tosefos, lo sosifu al hadavar, right? Really sigru umimeno. So it's allowed in the Torah. So all of a sudden here, carte blanche, we can be Mesef, Michal HaKadosh. So last time I mentioned what seems to me is, one Shabbos, the Yerom Bey says that Shabbos is a matana that the Rebbe Shalom took out of his Oitzah, Beis Gnoza, it says. So the Marsha explains that all the Marishon was in Gan Eden, and he had basically Yom Shekula Shabbos. But Adam HaRishon was banished from Gan Eden, so the Rebbe Shalom opposed the Klolo, B'zeh Sapecha Toich Alechem. Along came the Rebbe Shalom down and gave us Shabbos. That's my base Gnozai, because in other words, that's really what's set aside for Gan Eden, is Yom Shekula Shabbos. So from that Oitzer, from that treasure house of Gan Eden, the Rosh Hashanah took out part, and he gave us part. Oh, 1/7 of your life will be Shabbos now. You're released from the curse of B'zeh HaSapecha Toich Alechem for Shabbos. And that's why he says, the Marsha, that Goy Sheshol Vasas Chayav Misa. Because he's going again, the Rosh Hashanah did not release him from B'zeh HaSapecha Toich Alechem. So he is M'chuyiv to do Malocha. We were released. So that's what the Eibishter took out of Beis Gnozov. So that's a special matana that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. A matana should be celebrated and not imposed. So that's the reason that we embrace the Tosefta Shabbos of its derice, embraces the Kedusha. Say, I'm not keeping the Kedusha just because I'm forced to at gunpoint. I want as much of the Kedusha as I can get. And Meila, there's an enough Tosefus. There's an optional part, an opt-in. That's the biggest statement of our appreciation of the Matana that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us. So someone asked me afterwards, no. I mean, that's not exactly the notion of Yom Kippur. You know, in a way, in the Melacha, perhaps it is, perhaps. You know, we could say, well, I'm not exactly sure if it's the same notion as Shabbos in that sense. You know, it's maybe something else. But in the Inui, we also have Tosefus. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that Chazal derived in this passage, it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why is there a mitzvah to eat? Rabbeinu Yonah has three different reasons why. I want to focus on one of those reasons. One reason is that person that violates Lo Aleinu, Alei Sase, has to do tshuva. But when does he get kapara? If it's a mitzvah sase, he gets kapara miyad. But if it's a Alei Sase, so then he has an open file on the judge's desk that sits there. Now an open file is not good to have. You know, I was involved in a case once where someone had an open file before the judge. And the judge had to decide, you know, leniency, stiff, sentence, whatever. It was on the judge's desk, they did something else they weren't supposed to do. And they had to plead guilty on that. This did not sit well with the judge. While you have an open file on the judge's desk, you go and do such a thing like this. So the judge gave it to him with the back of his hand. You know, the same as of the Ramayur Shalom, you have an open file. That means where there's always a midas adin lurking. So when does it lurk to? All the way until Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is mechaper for the lolos say that we did tshuva for. So after Yom Kippurim, I'm released from that problem. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, when Yom Kippur arrives, it's a time to celebrate. Baruch Hashem, this day that I've waited for a whole year to come, so that I should be released from the violation of lolos say. It's finally come. It's a day to celebrate. So it's a celebration also of a gift that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, the gift of Kapar. And that's also something to embrace, certainly something to embrace. So that is the notion that I have of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom Kippur. Now, what is the nature of the din? So we find three shittas. Two is not enough. We have three shittas. We have those that learn that Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom Tov are minatar, the midoraisa. There are those that learn that midoraisa is only Tosfos Yom Kippurim, and there's no Tosfos Shabbos and no Tosfos Yom Tov. And that which the Gemara states that it applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov is midorabbanan. And the most surprising of all is the way the Beis Yosef spells out the Rambam that it is only Tosefus Yom Kippurim, and there's no Tosefus Shabbos and Tosefus Yontif, and that's why the Rambam makes no mention of Tosefus Shabbos and Tosefus Yontif in the Yad. Doesn't exist. So part of the problem is we just read the Gemara. The Gemara said, learn from Tish Pesu and Shabbatchem that it applies to Shabbos and Yontif. So what happened to this Gemara and what happened to that Pasuk? So we already have three possibilities. Deraisa, Derabbanan, and non-existent. It's about as broad a range as we can get, I guess.
Everyone agrees that Yom Kippur is deraisa.
I believe so. I think that's the mashmos, that everyone agrees that that's a deraisa dikadin. I'm not 1,000% sure of that either, but that's the mashmos, that that's a deraisa dikadin.
According to the Rambam, is there an isser? Is it Tosefus?
I don't know. I'm not. That's a good question. That's an open question. it would be an Issa. What?
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely, but we don't know.
According to
you, it may not just help. So you didn't do anything at all. So yeah, but if you observe Shabbos, maybe that's intentionally kept Shabbos. It looks like either the Shulchan Aruch doesn't learn that way, or the Shulchan Aruch didn't care what if the Rambam held that way, and he said we paskin not like him anyhow. So either way, I'm not sure.
What? The guy decides he wants to keep Shabbos tomorrow also. That's
Baltosif.
Mustabrit Baltosif.
Yeah,
there's no Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah. Any mitzvah that you make up when it doesn't exist is just made up. So, it's a fascinating thing. Now, if Tosif Shabbos is the Raisa, that's the easiest possibility of all. Why? We understand Rav Tzolish al Shabbos, Bear of Shabbos. The Rambam was Palo Shabbos early. And nothing, they don't tell us in the Gemara that he waited, you know, 3 hours afterwards to make Kiddush. You know, to someone they asked me today, well, listen, the best of all worlds is daven early and make Kiddush late. I said, listen, it's your business. If you want to wait 2.5 hours from 7 to 9:30 in the summertime until you eat, and you can't drink anything in the middle because it's before Kiddush. I said, that's your, I'm not telling you what to do. I don't think it's going to be too popular, your approach, but it's not inconceivable. So if it's a derais adikadin, so the pieces fit together well. You know, there is a mitzvah, say, to make Kiddush Friday night. Good. So pashtis, when does that, what's this month for that mitzvah? Belayla, right? No different than Kriyashma. Belayla. It's a mitzvah belayla. You have to do it at night. So if you have to do it at night, so how am I doing it after plaga mincha and I'm in yotze? We don't say you have to, you say kiddush again when nighttime comes. So how am I yotze? It's a mitzvah deraisa. And I said kiddush Friday afternoon. And I came home from shul. The sun didn't even set yet. Daven the 6:30 minyan, the 6:15, whatever it is. I come home. I made kiddush before the sunset. I washed before the sunset, you know. So now what? So how am I yaitze? So if Tosfos Shabbos is the raisa, then we're in good shape. That means that the Torah created an optional part of Shabbos too, and I availed myself of the option. The Torah considered that from the Torah standpoint, this is Shabbos. It's an add-on to Shabbos, but it's Shabbos. So I made Kiddush on Shabbos. So fine, I understand how I'm Yotze. But if Tosfos Shabbos is not the Raisa, then how am I Yotze? Now the question is not mine. It's the Mogen Avraham's question. It's the Mogen Avraham raises this problem. How does it work?
If it's the Raisa,
will there
be any Tzadi
to that? Is there a tzad? Is it tzad forgetting? You don't have to come on to this. In the first Tosfos in Shas, Rabbi Natan says, if the plaga mincha, if you follow Rabbi Yehuda, you say Kriya Shema, and you yitzi. Rabbi Natan did not find anyone else in thing in history in the Pesukim that signed on with him. It's considered not even a sniff lahalocha. That's how remote it is. Not even considered a sniff lahalocha to Rabbi Natan. But if you want to know that someone thinks, yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam conceived of this idea that you can follow Rabbi Yehuda, and apparently you have to assume, according to him, like Tosfos and Beis Amud Beis, and there's a Ritvodi and Brochus, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash into a Shochbecha in the fashion that we do, that Bizman Shechiva. And the Mela, after Blaga Mincha, you do Kriya Shema, you Yaitse. So you don't have to come on to this. No, I don't think that. I don't think Kabbalah Shabbos helps. It's the same thing. Reason you can be Kabbalah Shabbos, the same reason you should be able to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can say Kriya Shema. You have to plug them in. It's already. I don't know anyone that other than the Rabbeinu Tam is the only one. I've never seen any other conception of this other than the Rabbeinu Tam. No, Kabbalah Shabbos would not affect this. as the Gro writes, and what is it, Kuf Tzadik Vov, there's a Gro in Yerodea, Kuf Tzadik Vov, Kabbalah Shabbos does not affect day and night. Day is day and night is night, and that's it. You know, those things which are dependent on day and night are not affected by Kabbalah Shabbos. That's something else. After Kabbalah Shabbos, you stating that I'm no longer considering it chol, so you can't daven. It's not actually Shabbos, but the fact that you are makabel Shabbos, you close the door on Tfilas chol. Different. Oh. So the shaila is, if it's now, they're even going to have, you could even ask further, what are you going to do according to the Rambam? If there's no din of Tfilas Shabbos altogether, so how in the world are you going to make Kiddush before Taste of Kochavim? Well, we do. Right, and it doesn't, as I said, Shas did not go out of the way to tell me that Rav, who davened early, couldn't make Kiddush till later. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara should have since spelled out that despite the fact that he davened early, but for Kiddush, he had to wait around. Which is... that's a very good question. But it does demand an answer. But the question's an excellent question. I love the question. So the Rambam writes, it depends how you take this. I'll tell you how I took it. You could spin it a little bit differently than me, but I think that this is correct. I like the way I spun it. And I think that the practicalities will bear me out. The Rambam says that when he talks about Kiddush, and the Avdolah is also derived according to the Rambam, Zochras Yom HaShabbos is on both ends. So the Rambam says, Somoch L'Knisoso and Somoch L'Tzioso. Now the Somoch L'Tzioso, we know, when do we typically make Havdalah? It's after Shabbos ended. It's no longer Shabbos. So I believe that the Rambam, when the Rambam says Somoch L'Knisoso, it means before it's Shabbos. Somoch L'Knisoso is Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush, proclaim that Shabbos is coming. Doesn't have to be on Shabbos. That's what the Rambam, as we know, the Rambam was a very, very big medaktik in his Loshon. A master, he was a masterful writer. His Loshon Kodesh was considered of the highest, highest level. I mean, the diktuk and every aspect of it was meticulous. The Rambam's wording. So the Rambam says, Somach liknisos and somach litzios. So the same way as somach litzios means after this man, we don't do it on Shabbos. Somach L'Knisoso means before Shabbos. So right before Shabbos, somewhat right before Shabbos, and right after Shabbos, he's supposed to make Kiddush and Havdalah. So the Rambam very elegantly defended his position.
Why can't Somach
L'Knisoso
mean right after?
Doesn't have to, it's after. Doesn't mean the first, second, after. It's after. You know?
Why does it mean also after
Somach? What? So it means the Somach is not on Shabbos itself. The Somach means the same way, after Shabbos, he proclaims that Shabbos left. So I have no problem then saying that Somach the Shabbos means before Shabbos started, I proclaim its arrival.
And you don't do Dafke happen. Make up earlier to the moment Shabbos came out.
The moment it ended? No, the Rambam doesn't have a problem. The Rambam just says that it has to be Somach, that's all. You could define, Somach could be flexible. We didn't say that it has to be before and it can't be on Shabbos. And we didn't say Somach has to be after Shabbos and not on Shabbos, because Lahalocha could be on Shabbos too. But it's around that time, around the time of the beginning and around the time of the end. That's what I think, that's what the Rambam seems to say. And that's borne out. We see we do have Havdalah after Shabbos is over. So it doesn't have to be on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos either at the beginning. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they don't know. That's a good question, according to the Rambam, what would happen. I don't know the answer to that question. You know, I don't know the answer because we don't have Mesiris, because the Klal Yisrael doesn't follow the Rambam Shita. So I can't tell you what the Rambam would hold about that. But it's, you know, it's not a din. It's not a din. There's no din of tais for Shabbos.
It's still Shabbos.
What?
It's still Shabbos. You make Kiddush. The sum of the Shabbos is supposed to make Kiddush. You make Kiddush. You can't say it's whole.
According to the Rav, it is
whole. I don't know what.
It's not because it's toast for Shabbos. It's just.
How could it be Shabbos? It's not
Yeah. somehow, you know, I suspect that Leon's right. That's my suspicion. But if he asked me to lomdus of it, I don't know at this point in time. My regish is that Leon is right, that you can't do malocha afterwards. Why you can't do malocha is a good question. I'd like to know the answer to. But then I die in Tzorachian. I'll call upon him. Well, what happens if we become more mainstream? That we have Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom Tov from the Rabbanon. So then we also have a big problem. I'm making Kiddush and Shabbos, which is with the Rabbanon. And I want to be Yotzei Kiddush for Kiddush, which is the Oraisa. That's a pretty good trick.
You don't want to be similar from the Rambam, who says some.
The other sheaths don't hold like the Rambam. I don't think that the whole that they're, you know, they have Tosefos and they're not going with the Rambam, I don't believe. So the Mogen Avraham raises this problem. And just to point out the force of the problem, let me tell you what Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya is in a different sphere, but the Shagas Arya has a concept which bears on this. We have an idea of Mekudesh, that something which is more Kodesh has to be done before something which is less Kodesh. Right? The Gemara in Zvachim has a shayla of Todor and Mekudesh, which is first, and the Gemara is not able to settle that. The Gemara left it as an open question. So we have Todor v'sheinu Todor, Todor koidim. What happens if one thing is Todor and one thing is holier, whatever that means, but holier? So which one comes first? So the Gemara is not sure, leaves it as an open question, unresolved in the Gemara in Zvachim. Now, so the following is like this. I have a mitzvah deraisa. Do what a mitzvah derabbanan. Do I say the mitzvah deraisa is mekudesh, and therefore I have to do the mitzvah deraisa before I do the mitzvah derabbanan, or not? So the Shagas Arya says, it has no bearing, this principle, when we're dealing with something which is mederabbanan. Why? He says, I'll ask you a different question. I have a mitzvah to write. I have to read Kriya Shema. Okay? I wasn't yet to Kriya Shema. And I want to eat a bowl of cornflakes. Which do I have to do first? So, is there any dinner in Mekudesh that I can't eat, that I have to do Kriya Shema before I eat the cornflakes? No. He says, why? He says, that is a yardstick between mitzvahs, between Kodesh and Chayil. It has no shaychas. It's as though they're not in the same league. So Mamela, I could eat cornflakes before I say Kriya Shema. So he says, a din d'rabbanan is a rishus. It's no different than eating cornflakes as far as the Torah is concerned. So Mamela, how could you tell me that a principle of Mekudesh is going to tell me that this takes precedence? No. The same way it does, that it doesn't take precedence over cornflakes, it doesn't take precedence over a din d'rabbanan. So what the Shagas Arya is telling me is, from his standpoint, from the standpoint of a deraisa, the Rabbanan has no standing. It's not existence. They're rishus. So that just raises the ante of our problem. So basically you're telling me I'm doing something which is mid Rabbanan, which has, what is deraisa dika standing? Zilch. And I'm going to be yoitza, mitzvah deraisa. Like no one has gotten up here in front of the Amud and said, listen, Rabbi, so when you daven early Shabbos, so after Tzeisu Kachov and take out a cup of wine and recite Kiddush again, you know. The first Kiddush was good for Shabbos to Rabbanon, but now that we got to the real Shabbos, we have to have a real Kiddush. Right? We don't have any such halacha. So why not? So he quotes it's hard to put all the pieces together exactly. The Mogen Avraham quotes a Mordechai. And the Mordechai says something to the effect that since it's true, it's the Rabbanon, but it's going to come to the day of the Raisa, meaning to say, I will be in 2 hours Mechuyib Ben HaTorah, so even though I'm not Mechuyib Ben HaTorah now, but again, I'm Mechuyib Ben HaRabbanon now, and I'm going to come to be Achiyib the Raisa, so I can be Meitzi myself with that. That's his idea. I can't tell you that I understand the Lomdis Shabo in Rav Chaim's terms, you know, but that's the Mordechai. So the Mogen Avraham says, I don't get this. He says, and he leaves it as a kasha. He says, if that's true, he said, then I should be able to come home from shul, and my 10-year-old son should be able to be meitzi with Kiddush. He's going to cut bar mitzvah be'ezus Hashem. So he's also going to become the dechiv. So why can't he be meitzimi? The same way I could be meitzim myself from early Shabbos to late Shabbos. So my little son, that's the bar mitzvah, should be able to be meitzimi too. He's also going to come the dechiv, the raisa.
That's assuming he makes it over the next 3 years.
Good. So listen, who else knows anything in this world?
Son's going to say it.
What?
He's going to come.
Tzitzis
is going to come.
Yeah, maybe this guy won't make it there. Who knows? So I started to think of the parameters of an answer, but I found Rav Shlomo Kluger does it very sharply. I mean, it's in the direction I was going. I just hadn't fully, you know, put my finger exactly on the point yet, and I was closing in on it. And then I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger hits the nail on the head. He says there's a principle, but we talk about mechusas man, that we're waiting for this man to come for something. There's a klal in Shastra, there's no mechusas man, the boy b'yoyim. During the same day, we don't say mechusas man. So he says, nu, you'll tell him, what do you want to tell me? He said, that the night time is a different day than the daytime. You know, in this religion, as we started off, we start the days at night. So he says, he doesn't buy that answer. Problem. He says, why? He says, because by Karbonus, the Laila is Hoylech Acharayim. So Mameila, you don't get so, you know, uppity that this can't be considered Baby Yim. So Mameila, he says, that to him is the Teretz. A cotton is not going to be Bar Mitzvah today. So according to him, an interesting thing will come out. But, you know, this man in 2 hours is going to be, he's going to be Mechuyim Midorah Midoraisa. So it ought to come out, according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, that if it was the day of a kid's bar mitzvah, in other words, Friday afternoon, and he's about to hit Shabbos that night, that he should be able to be mitzios with Kiddush. I mean, I throw in a monkey wrench from a different side. In principle, he's probably right. Well, no, but for an outside reason, probably he can't do it.
Double drabbanon?
What?
The Gemara of Megillah said that somebody's only mechuyav drabbanon. It's a double drabbanon, you can't be multi-somebody.
Well, he's not dealing in a case maybe which is bay b'yayim. But he's a mechusas man the bay b'yayim. That guy is a regular cotton. Who says, it wouldn't work anyhow, I would knock it out for a different reason. And that is, there's a shayla of what we call chazoka derova. Meaning, when a child is bar mitzvah, can he be mitzvah the day of his bar mitzvah, others in a mitzvah deraisa, can he be mitzvah then? Do we assume that he has two Cyrus and he's a godel or not? So there's a chazoka derova, and with shonim he has two Cyrus. But we don't rely on chazoka derova for a deraisa dikadin, only for dinah derabbanon. That's the normal halacha, which is, you know, not every, it's alleged at least that one major place disagreed with that, but that's the normal flow in the halacha.
We have a Friday night of all Shabbos, we make early Shabbos.
What?
We made early Shabbos bo bayom. Shabbos is bo bayom. You don't have the other clothes.
According to this, he'd be able to daven, yeah, I would think so. Because he's not being mitzi anybody, and then he didn't derisa. So, that's what ought to come out from Shlomo Kluger on the day, you know, on the evening of his bar mitzvah, he should be able to daven Kabbalah Shabbos. And he's quite happy with this from Shlomo Kluger. So he says, that's the difference. He's dealing with a cotton that takes him to who knows when he's going to be ready, you know. So he's not going to be a godel vaysa hayayim, but in terms of a man who in 2 hours it's going to be dark outside and he has a chi of deraisa, so he's already considered, he's in that deraisa dikka league from now. That's the approach that he wants to take to answer this particular problem, Shlomo Kluger.
That would be true, meaning even if you held that there was no concept of Shabbos Rabbanan at all, and you didn't hold the Rambam Svara of the Samoch, still Shlomo Kluger would let you.
No, I'm not sure. That I don't know. I'm not sure if Shlomo Kluger means that you need, that's what I told you, have all the parts go, do you need the fact that there's a chi of the Rabbanon, or you don't even need that part? So I'm that's what I'm telling you, how exactly all the parts come together is less than clear. If I would understand, as I said, from how Rab Chaim would understand this Mordechai that he's quoting, how exactly it works, I would speculate more on what its parameters are. But I like, I'm looking at something, which I'm observing it from its outside, but I have no idea inside what makes it tick, what the mechanisms are. You know, it's a din derabbanan, this is a deraisa, it's coming, it's imminent. Or it's stories. But they ask me now, could I describe in lomdus what's going on inside the inner mechanism? No. I don't know. I have yet to succeed to penetrate the lomdus of this Mordechai. So I can't tell you. You know, they're all good questions. But as I said, I'm not ready to answer them because I don't understand the lomdus of what this Mordechai is about. But it's a fascinating Mordechai. You can look it up in Simonri Samach Zayin in the Mogen Avram. It sends you to where the Mordechai is. The Mordechai is an interesting Mordechai in its own right. But as I said, not easy to decipher exactly from our standpoint, from the standpoint of brisk type understanding, what exactly is driving it, less than clear. So we have three views about Tosfos Shabbos. It's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanan, and it's a figment of our imagination, according to the Rambam. Now, here we have the following. Now, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? The Gemara said, he writes the following. Mashmali, the Beis Yosef says, this is in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. The Dvar Torah Shekosav, that we'll go back to in a moment, the language of the Rambam, the Rambam Perkelo Hiskir Din Tosefes. The Rambam, he says, doesn't mention the Din of Tosefes. Because of a Rabba Magid, and the Rabba Magid wrote, the Berak Aleph Mehilchos Shvises Osor, the Taima Shum the Lesley Tosefes Dvar Torah. He has no notion of this being a Dvar Torah, the Tosefes, Elilino Yom HaKippur and Levad. Only for the Ina Yom Kippur, the Rava Magid says that the Rambam holds this is the Raisa of the Kedin. But in Melacha, which is interesting, because I raised the problem that you have, first in the Pasuk Tishpesu Shabbat Chim talks about Melacha, and in Be'etzim, why do you have a Pasuk for Be'etzim Hayom HaZeh by Melacha for if there's no Tosefes? When the Gemara says that the Be'etzem by Inui, Be'etzem is to tell me that it's only on real Yom Kippur, but not on Tosefes Yom Kippur. So by Inui I have it, and I have a Pasuk by Melocha, what do I need the Pasuk by Melocha for? I'll call upon, and the Rabbi Magid learns, this is only in an Inui. The Sfriya Leida Halocha commanded Dorosh Lekroi Ledrosh Achrina. That this Pasuk that we have, Tishpesu and Shabbat Chem, there are other Tanoim that have different droshes from these Pesukim, whatever they may be. So he said, the Rabbi Magid, that to the time when we should do less like Tosefes Dvar Torah. It's the Beis Yosef, for Mashmali, the Dvar Torah Shekosa, but he said it's not Minatora, Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean only the Rabbona Nami less like Tosefes. He doesn't know from Tosefes. Dimloke the Hoyal Ashmito, so why did the Rambam leave it out? And also, Rabbeinu. And it's a little bit mashma like that in the Rav Magid. What did the Rav Magid have to say? Did he used it like some other Tanoim? The Halacha commanded Dorosh the Kroy the Drosh Achrina. If we're just dealing on the Din Deraisa, and this is a Din Derabanan, so of course the Psukim are for Drosh Achrina. This is only an Asmacht if it's a Din Derabanan. So what did the Rav Magid have to tell me? The Halacha is like the man, the Omer, that learns the Psukim differently. According to this man, the Omer also learned the Deraisa, the Psukim differently. So Mnei Ubei and the Rav Magid, it's Mashman, it's not even that what he's writing. So that means this Gemara was talking, right? So this Gemara was talking, he says, the Halacha is like the different Mandiyomas, not like this Mandiyoma. Meaning to say, this Mandiyoma said it's Minatayra, and the other Mandiyoma disagrees with him. But if the Gemara was saying it's Midrabbanon, then of course we don't, yeah, the Psukkim are used for something else, Minatayra. What's the Rav Magid saying? So it's mashma that this man the Yoma holds the rice and the Rambam disagrees. So Mamela, nobody was claiming here that did this in the Rabbanon. Rabbeinu Shehishmit did not Tosefes near the Sfriya Lake or Rambam. The less the Tosefes the Shabbos. It doesn't have Tosefes Shabbos. Then he says, "V'teimo, my shovak svaros a rosh the islay to sefus the Shabbos." In other words, he's talking about the Torah. So by he says it even by Malacha, by Yom Kippur too. He says, why is there a din of Tosefos in Malacha? If there's a din of Tosefos in Malacha, then there should be a din of Tosefos in Shabbos and Yom Tov too, according to the Rav HaMagid.
Why is it all right to follow?
Because that was the whole point that Rav HaMagid said. You know why there's no din of Tosefos in Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because the whole din by Yom Kippur was only in Inui. It had nothing to do with Tosefos from Malacha. If there was Tosefos from Malacha from Yom Kippur, then why should he says then Shabbos and Yom Tov logically should be the same? Or you should have a drosha that is the same as the Gemara has. So he says, why did the Torah bezek a divrei rosh? So he's following the rosh. Dilul divrei Rambam af lohisim mecholul lakoy ain't sorch lohisim mecholul lakoydesh elav isa achila buvad. There's no din inui. So the Torah, what's with the Torah? Avalov isa malacha. So he says he doesn't. I don't understand the Torah. Rabbi Yodeya shadas a rifka rosh. The rif holds like the rosh. That's why. So that should be the halacha when we have the rif and the rosh. In one side, two out of three of Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. If two out of three are on one side, that's the Halacha. So here we have the Rif and the Rosh. Because of Rav HaMagid Perek Aleph Mehichos Shvisus Oser Shekein Das Shors Beforshim, that the Rif and the Rosh's view was the general view of the Rishonim in this subject. So Mameila, that's going to remain Le Halacha. That's going to remain the Halacha. So in the Rambam, it's only a din in Inu. He learns even in Yom Kippur, it's only a din in Inu. It's not a din in Malacha. That's the way the Rav HaMagid learns the Rambam. There's no din in Malacha altogether. It's just a din in Inu. It's a Mamela. There's no Shaychas with Shabbos and Yom Tov, because even in Yom Kippur, it's not a din in Malacha. So the Rambam is certainly a very revolutionary, as the Rav HaMagid says. This is the Shor Meforshim, the other Rishonim are all on the bandwagon with the Rif and the Rosh. That it has to do with Malacha, and it applies to Yom Kippur, and it has application to Shabbos and Yom Tov too. Now, how much time do we need for, when is the Tais of Shabbos? That's this month for the Tais of Shabbos.
Do you conclude that it's the Raisa?
No, I'm just saying there's three Shitas. There's the Raisa, there's the Rabbonon, that's quoted by the Mogen Avraham in the Rabbonon in Reish Samach Zayin, and there's zero, as the Rav HaMagid shot in the Rambam. They all say it applies to Shabbos and Yom to Malacha too. Pashtus sounds like it's the Raisa according to them. That's the Pashtus. It seems to be the general the fact that it could be the Rabbanon is also somewhat of an outlier. That seems a little from the Machzor Shekel what he wrote in one place, trying to explain a certain Mogen Avraham. I'll call upon him. So when is this man? When is this man? So the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, is very simple. The Mechaber says that the time, we have the Shulchan Aruch here. Anyone have a, let's read bring the Shulchan Aruch. The brewer will also do if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, we'll also do. Chala Gimel. Chaver says like this. Yesh omer shetzorach lahoysef Yesh omer shetzorach lahoysef michoilo lakoydesh. So he says a riff or a rosh, the Ran, the Rav HaMagid b'shem Ramban, but obviously it's only a Yesh omer. It's not the Rambam. שצורך להוסיף מחול על הקודש. And as the Chofetz Chaim writes, there's no chiyuv kores on this. It's only a din. It's a mitzvah. I say. Reish samach aleph sif beis. Uzman tosefes zeh to mechaber. Now remember, from basically throughout the whole time of the Rishonim, all the way up until the Vilna Gaon. So we're dealing probably close to seven centuries. There was one zman that was observed, and that was the zman of the Rabbeinu Tam. That was it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even record a dissenting view. And he writes, Uzman Tosefezeh Mitchila Shkia, what he calls Tchila Shkia means what we call sunset, Shein Hashem is nearest ala Oretz, Adzman Ben Hashmoshes. That's the time for Tois V'Shabbos. And this time is Rotsa Lasoisa Kulo Tosefis Isa. You can make it always Rotsa Lasoisa Meno Mictus Isa. We're watching Yasuf's Aziz Manchi Yavadi Yom Cholola Koilish. That's the Machaber. The Ramad then goes on Vim Rotsa Lahakim Lakavalo of Shabbos of Plaga Mintra. Ve'elech is a reshus biyodo.
Machaber argues on that?
I don't know. He doesn't record it. He doesn't say he's arguing the Haggah. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, Rotsa Lasoisa, this is this man, Haino Aidei Dibur, Shumakablo Olov the Shem Tosev Shabbos, or Aidei Amiras Baruchu. And that's what the Machaber says. So the Machaber, we have a nice chunk of time that we could certainly, you know, the Ramayads, Vim Rotsa Lahaktim Olov the Kabbal Olov Shabbos. So, it doesn't seem that they're assuming that it's a machlokes, but I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. Yeah, that's true. So the Mechaber says, at least a prime time for him, for Kabbalah Shabbos, is in between sunset and 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. That hour, basically, you know, make it partially Kodesh, partially Chol, whatever. You want to make the whole thing Kodesh, it's fine. Now, if you hold like the Gro, so you cannot have that to be this man of Tosef Shabbos. It's already also to do Melocha then. So, this man Tosef Shabbos has to be before sunset. So, there are the Chofetz Chaim writes that he thinks that this man should be Sach HaKol with the Ben Hashmoshes approximately half an hour. That's what he believes this man should be. And they quote in the name of the Chazon Ish that statement that the Chofetz Chaim made, I don't understand the lomdus why it's true, but that's only in the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in the Shulchan Aruch. But according to the Gaonim, there is no Zman that we and others observe Prishim and Melocha from sunset. There's no fixed Zman for Tois V'Shabbos. So Rav Moshe wrote that 2 minutes is enough, and others, I think Rabbi Yoshev and Yerushalayim Zalman, I think also consented. So I think Rabbi Yoshev certainly that 2 minutes is enough. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have an interesting psak. They have a Hanhoga, and it's obviously must be for many generations already, that the last 3 minutes before Shkia, they consider Suffolk Laila. Because in other words, they assume, in other words, we're not always so sure, maybe the clock is not right, so the last 3 minutes before Shkia, they're machmer as if it's already been Ashmoshes. So Rabbi Yosef said, according to that, you should keep 5 minutes, you have to keep before Shkia and Eretz Yisrael. So I can't say that we have that particular practice, I don't believe we have that minute here, to be machmer by the 3 minutes. But it's not a bad idea.
I mean, look at a chart, it says Shkia is 4:38.
It's the truth of the matter is, it's an approximation. It's not exact for a lot of different reasons. Because as you move east and west, From Brooklyn to here is more than 15 miles, about there's 1 minute difference. Right? Because basically every time zone is between 900 and 1,000 miles, basically. So it means from the end of the time zone, and that's in 60 minutes. So you have basically, you know, in other words, every 15 miles is a minute different.
And Yerushalayim and is even up to the exact time?
That's what's brought. What's brought down that in Yerushalayim, they're not interested in exact times. They don't want to go down that path.
So you need to read the GPS, whatever, knew exactly the Shkia, where he was standing.
Yeah, listen, they have a minute, obviously, that they don't want to get involved in that. You know, we have atomic clocks here. They're very moody. Sometimes they're behind the clock here. Sometimes they're ahead of the clock here. This is a pretty accurate clock, the one on the Bima. And we have two atomic clocks, and a lot of times they don't even have the same time between both of them. And this time is being provided by the same source. And what are they, 15 feet apart? And we can have two different zmanim in those clocks. So, you know, precision is kula hai v'ulai. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's a few thoughts about Tosef Shabbos.
In Ramosha's Tshuva, doesn't he say the 2 minutes is Altamar Asayim?
I thought he says Altamar Asayim. No, he says Tosef Shabbos. He held us Tosef Shabbos. He didn't have 2 minutes.